Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, November 28th, 2018. Welcome to day 678. Trump told Robert Mueller that Roger Stone didn't tell him about WikiLeaks and that he wasn't told about the 2016 Trump Tower meeting between Trump Jr., his campaign officials, and a Russian lawyer who's promising dirt on Hillary Clinton. Trump did add a caveat that his responses were to the best of his recollection. For comparison, Trump also does not remember much from the meeting with George Papadopoulos, where Papadopoulos offered to arrange a meeting with Putin. Trump, however, has previously claimed to have, quote, one of the greatest memories of all time, end quote, using it as a justification for not using notes during his meeting with Kim Jong-un and blaming Sergeant LaDavid Johnson's widow when he stumbled over the soldier's name during a condolence call. Meanwhile, Paul Manafort's attorney repeatedly briefed Trump's legal team about their discussions with Mueller after Manafort had signed a cooperation agreement with the special counsel just 2 months prior. The briefings made tensions worse between Manafort and the special counsel after prosecutors learned about them. While Manafort's attorney's discussions with Trump's lawyers didn't violate any laws, they did contribute to Manafort's deteriorating relationship with Robert Mueller. Senate Republicans, meanwhile, blocked a vote on a bill to protect Robert Mueller, despite a threat from Jeff Flake to withhold his support for all of Trump's judicial nominees, unless Mitch McConnell allows for a vote on the protection bill. The Republican-led Senate Judiciary Committee passed the bill on a bipartisan basis 14-7 this spring, but McConnell has argued that it's not necessary because he doesn't believe Trump wants to fire Mueller. And finally, Trump once again dismissed his own government's report on the devastating impacts of climate change and global warming, saying he doesn't see climate change as a man-made issue and that he doesn't believe the scientific consensus. Quote, one of the problems that a lot of people like myself, Trump said, we have very high levels of intelligence, but we're not necessarily such believers. He continued, you look at our air and our water, and it's right now at a record clean, end quote. And now to the notables. One, the Trump administration waived the FBI fingerprint checks for caregivers and mental health professionals in charge of thousands of teens at a migrant detention camp. Two, Trump blamed the Federal Reserve for the GM plant closures and layoffs, as well as the recent declines in the stock market. Three, the Senate advanced a bipartisan bid to pull out U.S. support for the Saudi Arabia-led forces in Yemen. Four, Trump threatened to cancel his upcoming summit with Vladimir Putin over Russia's recent maritime skirmish with Ukraine. Five, contributions to the NRA went down by $55 million in 2017, and membership dues were also down by about $35 million. And finally, Trump again threatened that he would totally be willing to shut down the government if he doesn't get $5 billion for his wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas. And a quick note to Ryan and his kids. Sorry about forgetting to yesterday's episode. I will make sure to do it from now on.